My book is about the Soviet conquest of Central Europe after World War II. In effect, it's about the beginning of the Cold War, but the Cold War begins with the end of another war, the Second World War. And so I'm going to begin really at the beginning of my book and introduce it that way. Explosions echoed through the night, and artillery fire could be heard throughout the day. Across Eastern Europe, the noise of falling bombs, rattling machine guns, rolling tanks, churning engines, and burning buildings heralded the approach of the Red Army. As the front line drew closer, the ground shook, the walls shivered, children screamed, and then it stopped. The end of the war, wherever and whenever it came, brought with it an abrupt and eerie silence. "The night was far too quiet," wrote one anonymous chronicler of the war's end in Berlin. On the morning of the 27th of April, 1945, she went out of her front door and saw no one. "Not a civilian in sight," she wrote. "The Russians have the streets entirely to themselves. But under every building, people are whispering, quaking. Who could ever imagine such a world hidden here, so frightened, right in the middle of the big city?" On the morning of 12th of February, 1945, the day the siege of Budapest came to an end, a Hungarian civil servant heard the same silence on the streets of Budapest. He wrote, "I got to the castle district, not a soul anywhere. I walked along Verbocci Street, nothing but bodies and ruins, supply carts and drays. I got to Shentoromsag Square and decided to look in at the council in case I found somebody there. Deserted. Everything turned upside down, and not a soul." Even Warsaw, a city already destroyed by the time the war ended, the Nazi occupiers had razed it to the ground following the Warsaw Uprising in the autumn, even Warsaw grew silent when the German army finally retreated on the 16th of January, 1945. Władysław Szpilman, one of a tiny handful of people hiding in the ruins of the city, heard the change. "Silence fell," he wrote in his memoir, The Pianist. "A silence such as even Warsaw, a dead city for the last 3 months, had not known before. I could not even hear the steps of the guards outside the building. I couldn't understand it." The following morning, the silence was broken by what he remembered as a loud and resonant noise, the last sound I expected. The Red Army had arrived, and loudspeakers were broadcasting in Polish the news of the liberation of the city. This was the moment sometimes called zero hour, Stunde Null, the end of the war, the retreat of Germany, the arrival of the Soviet Union, the moment that the fighting ended and life started up again. And most histories of the communist takeover of Eastern Europe begin at precisely this moment, and logically so. To those who lived through this change of power, zero hour felt very much like a turning point, something very concrete came to an end, and something very new began. From now on, many people said to themselves, everything would be different. And it was. Thank you.